Okay, hey, Dalit, clear. Difficult stuff, this. We said yesterday, if you understand what we said yesterday, you realize you're a very wealthy man. Very wealthy man. Why? Because you're able to daven a tefillah that is as powerful as Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah without knowing any of the stuff that Moshe Rabbeinu knew. In fact, it's better that you don't know it. Because if you know it, you have to daven like a Moshe Rabbeinu davened. If you don't know it, you can daven a tefillah la'ani. And a tefillah la'ani is much easier to daven than a tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu. You want to learn the same on the Chumash? It takes you years and years. You can't even get a Chumash, a Rashi in Chumash worked out. You're going to unravel the same on the Chumash and go learn the Zohar and all the Mefarshim and all the. Why would one bother? Because you want to do the Rotzon Hashem. Anyway, we have a thing called Tfina La'oni. Echad Moshe ve'echad Oni Shebi Yisrael Shavimain Le'inyan HaTfila. You know those words? Learn them off by heart, swallow them, and live them. Echad Moshe, you know who Moshe Rabbeinu was? Any idea? As proclaimed Me'iri, he spoke to Hashem like, I'm talking to you now, Daf Pei Dalet. Echad Moshe ve'echad Oni Shebi Yisrael. Well, I'm happy to take that title. We're not talking about financial oni, we're talking about spiritual oni. Shavi made le'inyan ha'tfila. When it comes to tfila, we're the same. Unbelievable. If that doesn't send cold shivers, that doesn't do something to you, you should definitely find out what's going on. What a powerful thing to know. Even if you don't know all the names and how you would start off the names and the Yechudim and all the complex, you're dumb from art school, not from the Rishasha Siddur. Yeah, you don't know how to, you know how to dumb from an art school Siddur. The Rishasha Siddur hasn't got hold of you yet. All he knows is that I know nothing. I haven't learned how to daven the shame I'm afraid, but I know there's a thing called shame. I know that I'm calling out to Hashem. And I'm mamash mitzdayer. It upsets me with clarity. And I know that that's a bit of a shame, that his rachamim is ain't sof, it's bli gvul. That's it. That's like Moshe Rabbeinu. Both of them get answered. I don't have to learn anything else. Why do you have to do anything else? Now you've got everything. Okay, we have a few more pages to go though. Vizul Pashtus, someone paid Dalit in the second paragraph. Vizul Pashtus, Sa'inina, Dush, and Noida, Albala, Voidish. That's the well-known pashtus of what we know about Bala Voida, that the tefillah came from great deep understandings by Mishnah Brura, Siman Tzadik Ches, where he says, "V'al yechovan ha'anim b'shemus v'yuchudim." Person shouldn't concentrate, have kavana on the names and the yechudim. Don't even know what those are. Just daven kapshuto to understand what you're davening with a focused mind. Kavana means to aim, lechaben, to aim. And when you take your car to the pantire and he does kivun front, he doesn't concentrate your front wheels. People think kavana means concentration. Doesn't mean to aim. You direct your thoughts where you want them to go. That's all. That's a Mishnah Brura. If you don't do this, you're going to start using names and shameless and you're hitting one. If you know what you're doing, you can calculate a lot. They said the Vilna Goyen, Basof Yomas, and the Vilna Goyen knew all of this. He knew all the secrets of the Torah. He davened Vesof Yomov like a 3-year-old standing before his father crying. That's how they say he davened. Like a child coming to his father and asking for what he needs. None of the Chidurim, none of the Kabbalistic Torah, none of the just poshut, coming and talking to Tati. Ubutshuvas Rashal Kosov Oirech Avera La Rash Shama Shachre Shemolat Sisrei VeKabbalah Shumit Palel Continued Ben Yom. Ah, yeah, you see it by the Rash. They said over by the Vilna Goin as well. After he knew all the secrets of the Torah, he davened like a child. Ad Kan the Shoyin the Mishnah Brura. They said the name of Vilna Goin. Okay, I'm saying the Rash as well. It's come talk. Mavua Shasogas Lemishe Roileh. Somebody who knows how to do that stuff, that Moshe Breinu stuff, you know how to daven a tefillah to Moshe, that's unbelievable. It's more unbelievable work of art, a tefillah like that. Rak lamaisa kruchi b'zeh sekonos rabbos. But there's a lot of danger involved in that. Kon sheyuchu la'odem limshoich kokach acha asogos v'niflois v'roi v'tikunot mituk. You get so caught up in astral traveling and cosmic things, you can actually forget like what tefillah is and get very lost up there. For sure, a person will meditate and he'll think about the enormous goodness and the chochm and the gvur of the oilam. You'll have a moment of arousal. You'll daven unbelievably deep, wonderful tefillas. Which happens often. You sometimes just find you don't have cheshek for tefillah. You just don't have koiches for tefillah. You don't have cheshek to tefillah. It happens. It's wired into the system. It's going to happen. It never happened to you. You probably never got involved in avodas atfilah. You'll go into these deep secrets and you'll learn a little bit about them. It'll give you an arousal. But then you can come back where to? You're having like a child in front of your father. It's counterintuitive, but that's how it works. You're davening a tefillah la'ani. But sometimes it all called kach, you lose cheshek. Go learn a little bit about tefillah la'moshe, what it is, to the ability you can. It'll give you cheshek to daven again. What? A tefillah la'ani. Okay. So lurking, yeah, is powerful, powerful tools. First of all, we learned from Anasha. Well, first of all, before that, we learned that if you have a tochen in Hashem, even if you're a Rosh Hagoma, Hashem responds to you. We learned from Anasha that Hashem's midas harachamim is infinite. Therefore, there's no evil you can do that'll get a Kodesh Baruch Hu to not accept your tshuva and your tefillah. And then we learned that there's an unbelievable thing called tefillah l'moshe, tefillah b'shem, using the correct shemos, when and how, and which names and which you hit him, and all the, you know, all the Kabbalistic stuff. You can daven like that, and there's a tefillah just as powerful, if not more powerful, and that is having like a child in front of your father, tefillah l'oni. Coming to Hashem, we'll see later when we do the other levels of tefillah, nipul and tachanunim, which is the tefillah that comes from total self-effacement. We'll see it more there. Well, you come to a tefillah, where you're doubling to, you're like a child. I don't deserve anything. Lo magia li klum. I'm relying just on your midas harachamim. That's all. I've got no fancy tricks, no magic wands. I don't know anything special. I kind of know more or less how to put like words together. That's about it. And that's that penetrating, piercing sword like Moshe Rabbeinu used. Okay, so that's if you learn nothing else in your life, it's good to learn this. Hey, Gemara Brochas Daf Lamed Dalet Tanu Rabbanan Maisa Betal Midechet Sheyeri Lifnei Atayv Bifnei Rabbi Elazar VeYumarich Yoisa Midai. Remember, we're talking about Kriya. We said Kriya is a very focused, obstinate, stubborn, repetitive type of tefillah. Remember we said that? Back and back and back. Or was that Pagia? No, that was this. No, that was Pagia. No, sorry. Pagia was the tefillah, the bakash about Akshanut, that focused milchomadika tefillah. Kriya, we said the main focus of Kriya, that it's b'shem, it's aimed and directed at someone. Okay. So it was a Talmid who davened a very long tefillah. He davened Yosem, he died. Vamin lo Talmid of Rabbeinu Kama Archan Huze. The Talmidim said to Rabbi Lezer, well, look how this guy davened so long. Amalehem, so Rabbi Lezer said to him, Hello, Marich Yosem mi Moshe Rabbeinu? Well, he davened longer than Moshe Rabbeinu? They were complaining that Shachris took a bit longer, you know. Shachris carried on for like 20 minutes. They were getting upset, you know. You've been in a minyan like that where it goes over 20 minutes and the guy starts throwing, you know, eggs at the guys, you know. So, Shachris can't be longer than Mincha, anyway. Amalem klum marich yosem Moshe Rabbeinu. The ksiv pei es arbi mayoyim ves arbi malayla. Moshe Rabbeinu davened 40 days and 40 nights. So he davened a bit long. Shuv ma'isav a talmid echad sheyred lifnei atayva bifnei Rabbi Elazar ve'yim a katzah yosem midayim. He davened a matzah minyan. You know the matzah minyan? You're not American. You ask the Americans, they'll tell you exactly what a matzah minyan is. Can't be more than 80. Yeah. Genuine. I'm not joking.
It's true.
Shachris. 18 minutes for Mincha, you mad? Who's got 18 minutes?
Mincha Maariv, 18
minutes. That's in the yeshiva, they have a 20-minute Mincha Maariv.
Yeah, it's not a joke.
Shachris. 18 minutes Shachris. And from whatever Shachris starts at 7 and finishes 18 minutes for 7, you start and finish where you want. It's a bit like the chasanas, you know, in London, in England, or South Africa, or I don't know about America, you go to wedding, you come at the beginning and you leave at the end, yeah? In Israel, it's not how it works. You just pop in whenever you want and you leave whenever you want. Same as davening. The amazing miracle about tefillah is no matter what time you come, everybody finishes at the same time. No? You notice that? People all come at different times, you know? 5 minutes before Baruch Hu, you're the only guy in shul, you know? And 5 minutes after Baruch Hu, there aren't any seats in the shul. Everybody finishes at the same time. When you find out how they do that, you could sleep late. Okay, but you know. Yeah, let's not be too facetious. So yeah, you have it. He davened too long. So he told him, he didn't daven long on the Shabbat. This guy davened very short. Amru Tamidav, Kama Kotsenu Zeh. Oh, this guy's mamash, you know, he davened too quickly. So Rabbi Lezer said to them, Kluma Katze Yosemi Moshe Rabbeinu. He davened shorter than Moshe Rabbeinu. Tiksev El Na Rafana La. Moshe Rabbeinu davened for Miriam. A five-word filler. The Moshe Rabbeinu davened a 40-night, 40-day tefillah. He also davened a 5-word tefillah. So when the Talmidim came to complain, he's davening too long. He said, "It's longer than Moshe Rabbeinu." And then he's davening too quickly. No, he didn't daven quicker than Moshe Rabbeinu. So what's going on here? How do you understand this Gemara? How do you understand this Gemara?
What's the comparison?
What do you mean?
Why are we comparing to Moshe Rabbeinu?
You know, you're just saying. You see, there's long tefillahs and there's short tefillahs. This guy davened long and this guy davened short.
It seems like he was the tzibur, and therefore he's taking
too long. Because
it's different than tzibur, no?
But then he should have said tichad tzibur. There's nobody answered him. Seems that wasn't the problem. I don't know what the problem was. You know, lechay Rabbi Shleima Talmid Shayamarif, Matzah Rabbi Eliezer Maile Bedova. The guy that davened very long, Rabbi Eliezer found a quality, a positive quality in that davening. We see that Moshe Rabbeinu also davened long. So you see from there that there's an aspect of positiveness in lengthening one's davening. It's a type of tefillah in and of itself, is to be ma'arich. It's not in the gear. When he's ba'esh, he lost an itu, miloshen is a tefillah. We haven't done itu yet, right? Itu comes later, yeah. That's we'll see in Itru. There's this aspect of a lengthy davening. Vamru Chazal, call a marich betfila lesof nene. Whoever davens lengthy will in the end be answered. This guy that davened quickly, you know, I don't know if he's the chazan or not. I know you're there.
Yeah,
oh, he was different that table. So we do know he was davened from Amud. Oh, very good. Let's go. It was on the last page. If now Tava. Yes, I should have remembered it.
I should have remembered it.
It's on this page. It's not the previous page. I don't have to remember it. Huh?
I know.
Yeah, no, but the previous page on the same page, I should still remember. Okay.
After
70, you don't have to. After 60, you don't have to remember what's on the page. Okay. Okay. So we understand there's a quality in length in your davening. Shorten your davening. What raya did he bring from Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu was asking for a shleimer. What do you want him to do? El nara on a funnel. That's what he asked for. There's a wonderful principle here. It is a very unique quality in a very quick tefillah. The tefillah shall kriya. It's a tefillah of kriya. You have to know what davenings, which tefillahs to do quickly and which to do long. But tefillah of kriya, there's place for a quick tefillah. Venirisha inyan merumas b'posuk ashena kachti miyad amoyri b'charve u'b'koshosi v'toguma b'tselusei u'b'usoi. I took you out of the hand of the Emoiri, and the Targum uses the word tefillah. It's talking about philosophy also. The tefillahs. And in Baba Basra, you see, Don Minei da Sherva Keshet. The sword and the bow and arrow. Demisha de Umnes Yera Keshet Alburia, Einu Tzarech Ilyoisa Michetz Echa Bedel Yivgoi Bamatara. Somebody who knows. Had a, you know, he's a master archer, and he needs one arrow to take down the target. You know, you only need one bullet if you know how to shoot. Snipers, you do one bullet at a time. You know, they don't use machine guns. It's a boom. You have photographers like that. They need to take 50 pictures of the Hossen and Kalan. Take one picture and it's good. That's it. You go home. The photographers like that, you may know one. You see, there's room for a very well aimed, focused tefillah, which can be very quick. You see the guy shooting with a machine gun, or he's sending arrow after arrow. You know, he doesn't know how to aim properly. So too with the sword. He hit the sword in exactly the place where the gallbladder is or whatever. I don't know exactly, I'm not too well trained in the art, fine art of killing, but he was able to penetrate the sword in exactly in the place, exactly in the place where that would kill him. The fifth rib, he was able to go through exactly the fifth rib. With the gallbladder is or whatever, and that's it. Okay, fine, whatever. Understand what we're talking about. Aval gabe Kain amru she'asa bo pitzim harba. Kain wasn't trained in the finer art of killing. He was the first one that did it. He beat him and beat him and beat him many times. It says. He didn't know, never happened before. So he didn't know how how hard you have to hit him to get the neshama to leave. Somebody knows the address clear, and he's good at what he's doing. You don't need to take more than one picture. You don't need to shoot more than one arrow. You don't need to say more than one tefillah. You know, in this generation, who was the quickest Baal tefillah there was? The quickest davening you'll ever find. Yes. Rabbi Loshev. Rabbi Loshev was well versed in the Kabbalistic arts. He was 11 years old. He was writing Kabbalistic Svarim already. Yeah, I have a riot from it. Zayda was one of the greatest Kabbalists of the generation. The Chofetz Chaim's Kabbalah Rebbe. There was one picture in the Chofetz Chaim's house. Was that Rabbi Loshev's grandfather, the Bala Leshev. It was his Yortzeit last week. His Yortzeit's always on the partial of Leshev. His Svarim are called Leshev Shmu Vachloma. And his Yortzeit's always on that parsha. Interesting. So, Rabbi Loshev, when he was 11 years old, the Leshem writes in the Hakdama to one of his Kabbalistic Svarim that he thanks his 11-year-old grandson for helping him write the Sefer, putting the Sefer together. Because I'm getting old and I can't see so well, so my 11-year-old grandson, Rabbi Loshev, was the one that was writing the Sefer and putting it together for him and doing the work for him. So, Rabbi Loshev was well versed in the Kabbalistic arts. Yeah? And he davened so quickly that you couldn't. There's no way you could finish davening before him. The cousins always wanted to finish before him. It's not nice. You keep Rabbi Lavzu waiting. You know, the cousin, the wants to finish. It was impossible. They couldn't. You couldn't. Shmona Esher was over before you could say Mogain of Rab. So you look at it, you go, the God of the door doesn't have a davening problem, is it? No, he was a... He knew how to... you knew how to say Elkanah for him. Exactly how to aim it and focus it. That was it. You've done. As long as it takes to say the words, that was it. He understood everything he was doing, everything he was saying, knew where it was going, knew what to do with it. Amazing, no? We talk about Filoni. It's another aspect. Again, which one you're going to use is going to depend on a lot of factors. In Korea, for sure, the plaster Filoni. You know the address, no. The only address to know who he's talking about. I'm talking to Hashem. And I'm sincerely saying to Hashem, give him a refuah shleima. I don't have to go, please, and this, and that. And 515, again. No, you need to know. You need to know one name. Yud Kevav. You need to know Hashem. I'm sure you need to know that. Who you talking to otherwise? Kriya, by definition, is aimed at someone, and you know his name. Vayavar Hashem al panav vayikro. I recognize Hashem's right. Yeah, and I call out help. When someone's attacking, you call out police. You don't make a long speech. You scream help. That's not making the, you know, delivering the Gettysburg Address. No? You just scream for help. But you have to know how to scream for help properly. Come and have a look how awesome it was. So the words of Chazal on this Menashe. Remember Menashe? And have a look how wiser he was than all the Nevi Baal in the times of Eliyahu. Geshem tzrichim es Abal korubah kol godol Abal anonu me'aboka adamincha kriach ha-kriach v'lo yisya'ishu. The Nevi Baal, you know, they used to daven, they used to call out to their God. From the morning until Mincha, one tefillah after another tefillah after another tefillah after, and they never gave up hope. Of a Menashe, he was in a boiling pot. There's not a good time to ma'arech the tefillah. You know, when the water's reaching 90 degrees Celsius, that's not a time for a lengthy Shmona Esher. You want to get out of there as quickly as possible. He didn't have time for two bullets. In those few moments, he had time to call out to all the Avodah Zorahs in the world. And he realized clearly they have nothing. They can't help him. One second. He didn't have a lot of time to dive in long tefillahs. And he called out to all the Avodah Zorahs. So there must have been very quick tefillahs, no? Huh? But it's been very quick tefillahs. So why do you have a ride? They didn't answer you. Maybe you have to daven long. Like in the Via Baal, they daven from the morning to the afternoon. When I said you stuck around and daven for a few hours, maybe they would have answered you. What's your ride? They didn't answer you. Maybe you didn't daven long enough. Good question, no? Ula ima yakoira at od pam va od pam. Maybe if you went and daven again and again and again and again, maybe you would have got answered. Aber apshatu shekfa lamed meliyahu. Shehitol behem, kediksiv v'yatel behem Eliyahu v'omer, koru b'kol godol ke'elokim hu, kisiach v'kisiglo, v'kiderechlo, ula yoshen hu v'yakets.
Tell me what he says here.
Eliyahu mocked them and said, call out in a loud voice. When you say he's a god, perhaps he's having a conversation, or he's in a pursuit, or he's on a journey, maybe he's sleeping and he'll wake up. He's mocking them. You know why you're not getting answered? Maybe your God's busy in a meeting. Maybe he's gone for a walk. Maybe he's just not available. Whatever that means. I knew in Bema said, look, Kim, who, if it's really a God, who ain't tzarech lishnot l'shanot l'shalosh es pam achar pam yishom. You don't need to go over and over. Menashe knew how to aim a tefillah that had penetrated directly. V'korak kriachas Choteches v'lo yoisa. You know how the maimers make a tefina? Hashem says, you're right. Boom, answered. And Menashe knew that. Umid lo anu shuv lo karo. Once he didn't answer me, didn't go back again. Because I've done what I need to do. Shabaru sha'ini beninza. He realized the guy's not home. When he finally got to Kodesh Baruch, when he done that one awesome tefillah that still reverberates today, he drew down untold infinite rachamim. All he said was what he said. It took seconds. You know the address. You're not at the wrong address. You're at the right address. You ring the doorbell. The guy opens the door. If you're not sure where you are, or maybe this is not the right address, or maybe he's not at home. Yeah, but you know you're at the right address and the guy's home. Because 2 minutes before, he said, pop in, I'm home. So you walk up to the door and you ring the doorbell. That's it. You don't do more than that. You have to keep banging on the door. And if you don't answer me to this one tefillah, then everyone's equal. This type of tefillah, b'kriya, whether it's b'shame or b'ani, it's a penetrating sharp sword. It's clear to Hashem's listening, his home. You just need one boom. The Shmat Yelech and Migdoy Loilam, just end on a story quickly. Shenigas Barosh Shona Leechat Shayemarech Betfilo, one of the Gedoy Lidor came to one of the guys who was davening very, very long on Rosh Hashanah. If you're davening the yeshiva, the bochim, they daven for every and every, and you wonder what the heck they've got to daven for, you know? Maybe you've got another mouse or whatever, anyway. So this God will come up to this guy, and he said to him, with Tanya, show me what's written in your mouse so much that I don't have in my mouse. I mean, my money's worth. He wasn't coming to him not to be marish, but tefillah. Shadow Rabbi, Arichas Betfile in Maila Tsuma Kamufurish Bechazan. To be able to be Marich Betfile is a Maila. And a Bola Lambda Sheesh Od Panim Lamatbaya. Again, there's other aspects of Tvila. Sheesh Gam Indian Betfile Lachtoch Besakin Chadva Borus. There's a way of governing where you just cut clearly, you get to the case, as they say. Likro Behirus Gemura Shemesh Nisha Shomea. There's someone listening and I talk to him and I always got it. Every word is hitting the bullseye. That itself is a type of tefillah. Amnam, it's a shim we'll do tomorrow. Begin the examination. You know, you go write an examination to, you're going to get into studying or whatever. Yeah, and you see this guy gets down, he writes for an hour, it's an examination, okay, gets up and he walks out. So, you know, he's failed for sure, yeah? You go in the results afterwards, you want to see what the guy got. He got like straight A's. Why? Because he knew the work. He knew what was going on. He wrote it down and he left. I'm sitting there thinking and maybe, I don't know, maybe he meant better. You know, trying to like make up an answer because you don't really know what the answer is. It takes time to invent new answers, you know? The guy that knows what he's doing, he gets up, he goes and he does it. A good surgeon. He gets up, he does the surgery and he goes. If he's not so good, it takes a lot longer because he doesn't know where, how, what. No fun. The same with tefillah. What of it? There's time for a long tefillah, there's time for a short tefillah. It depends.